Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. On today's show, Rockwired presents the electronic sounds of Me3 and their latest CD, Space Race. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the first ever edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. This is a show that goes behind the music and gets up close and personal with the artist, all while introducing all of you listeners to some very interesting sounds. With that being said, I'm pleased to kick off this regular installment with an electronica artist based out of Alabama, of all places, by the name of Alan Chestnut, who goes by the moniker of Me3. He has just released his latest CD, Space Race, and the results are intoxicating. I had a chance to speak with Alan regarding the release and everything that goes into creating such an engaging sound, and I will get into that in just a few minutes. From Me3's latest album, here is Space Race. That was Me 3 with the title track of the CD, Space Race. Visit Me 3 at his official website, www.me3music.com. The CD, Space Race, is available for purchase at cdbaby.com. I had a chance to speak with Alan Chestnut about Me 3 and the evolution of his sound. Here's how it went. Well, the CD Space Race is out there for everybody to hear, and now that it's out there, how do you feel about the finished work, now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you?
I mean, I'm pretty accomplished. I feel pretty accomplished with it. Not that many people have probably heard my previous CD, but I think just as far as in the terms of songwriting and recording quality and everything like that, I've really come a long way, so I'm pretty pleased with it.
What do you think is different with this release as opposed to your previous releases? What do you think has changed?
I think really I've just kind of more found my niche as far as the type of music I want to make or my sound. My last stuff was along the same lines. It just felt, you know, like in its infancy, and I feel like I've more grown into my sound on this album.
And you're based in Alabama, and I'm just going by my personal view, but, you know, Alabama you don't really think of as a place for techno, for sort
right,
of electronica
yeah.
sound. So, so does being surrounded by an area like that help you to stand out, or is it difficult?
I mean, you know, it's give and take. On one hand, I do stand out a lot, so, I mean, it's easy in that sense, but at the same time, it's a little challenging because there's not a lot of influence and networking opportunities around here for that kind of stuff, so, I mean, it's, like I said, it's give and take.
And talk about the moniker of your project, Me 3. What inspired the name?
I play several different types of instruments and things, and since this is like my solo project that I was doing, being that I had a hand in the aspect of the drums, to the keyboard, to the guitar, the singing, everything like that, it was just a thing that rolled off the tongue, and I thought it was clever, so I was like, I'll go with that.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Actually, I was out in Houston, Texas, visiting my cousin for the summer. This is like, I was probably around 15 at the time. And one of his friends was playing, I think it was Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin. And, you know, this is the first time I'd really heard of, you know, classic rock music like that, and I was just like, man, it's amazing. I wanna learn to make these kind of sounds on a guitar, you know. And ever since then, I just got obsessed with learning music and playing music, and that's just how it started.
I see. And at what point did electronics figure into the kind of music that you wanted to make?
I kind of think it was just, you know, a natural progression for looking towards new things to excite me about music. I mean, you know, I went through a rock and roll phase for a while, and then, you know, after I was getting a little bored with that, I was just looking for something else to kind of pursue or dabble with, and it was probably just around 2006, 2007 that I started getting into electronic music. There's an electronic band from Brooklyn called Rat Attack that a friend of mine introduced to me, and it was another thing where I just got obsessed with the sounds that I was hearing and wanted to, you know, venture into that for myself.
And what other sort of electronic-based artists spoke to you?
I guess one of the most notable ones would be like Daft Punk, although they're a little more, they're not as like their music kind of lacks the human aspect, I think, that my music has. But them, let's see, Cut Copy, they're like a British kind of dance electronic band. Crystal Castles, NGMT, those are probably the most influential ones, I would say.
And talk about the songwriting process. How does that work for you? How do you go about it?
I mean, in the past, before I ever got into electronic music, I was actually in another band, a folk kind of band, where I was the singer and songwriter. So back then, I would, you know, have lyrics floating through my head all day, and I'd write them down, and then try to come up with music to it and everything. But now, I take a much more building block approach to it, where I really kind of start with a drum beat or something and see where that leads me. I'll start with the beat, and then once I get something that feels kind of inspiring, I'll add some bass lines or some guitar riffs or keyboard lines or something like that to it. And then usually the actual lyric writing is the last thing I do.
Visit Me3 at his official website, www.me3music.com. The CD Space Race is available for purchase at cdbaby.com. From the CD Space Race, here is Me3 once again with The Hours.
Goodbyes, so I could die easily. I still don't know why. The meaning has escaped me. You came into my life and showed me heaven in the blink of an eye. Gone in a split second, I still ask myself why. Why weren't we meant to be?
And from the album, this current album, what songs resonate for you the most and why?
That's a hard decision to make because it seems like it changes from day to day. I would say Rebirth, that's track number 2, it's an instrumental. That one is probably my favorite among the instrumentals that I do just because I feel like I really accomplished what ideas I had in my mind and actually executing them. I feel like I really did that well on that song. As far as the more kind of traditional songs with lyrics on the album, The Hours, that's track number 4, that one strikes the most to me emotionally because it was about a relationship that I had that ended and I had a really tough time with that. But I feel like the song that came out of it was incredible. I'm really glad that I was able to make something good come out of something that was seemingly bad at the time. Another track that I would really enjoy is Digging a Hole. That's track number 7, I believe. Yeah, that one I was messing around with, like, the idea of vocal harmonies, and fun. It's kind of repetitive in that, or it's interesting that there's not really much of a verse in the song. It's more just the repeating chorus with changing some of the lyrics, and it builds upon itself each time the chorus comes in, and then it just takes off into a whole other thing towards the end of the song. So those are probably the ones I would enjoy the most. Well, I was just going to say, it seems like I hear different answers from different people. You know, it's kind of funny to me, the ones that I may like the most are not the ones that other people like the most. It seems like everybody has a different answer, so.
Yeah, music is a very subjective thing, I mean, you know, and it's always interesting to hear where the artist is coming from as opposed to the listener.
Right.
But since you brought up the song The Hours, I did have a question about the vocals. Are you sharing the vocals with someone, or are you just double-tracked?
I double-track. It's kind of funny, when I was recording that and I was listening back, I was like, that almost sounds like a woman doing backup. But it's just really me doing falsetto to the background.
That was exactly what I thought it was.
Right. Yeah, it's most everything on that album. I actually, the girl that I was in a relationship with at the time, I tried to get her to do a few backing tracks on some of the other songs, but it just didn't fit. And I don't know if that's just I don't really know why I didn't think it fit, but I went back and recorded everything that she had tried myself, just trying to sing falsettos and different octaves, and I don't know, I just felt like it's more conducive to what I was trying to achieve.
You seem like a very self-sufficient, you know, musician and producer. I mean, I mean, was there ever any sort of musical experience before Me3? I mean, were you in other bands and all that, or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually me and one other person in particular have been in a band in several different forms since like 2003. And we were still in a band just recently, just a few weeks ago. We had to break up, though, because our drummer is moving off to Texas and our bass player is leaving for Louisiana. So, I mean, I still play with other bands, and I enjoy that very much. It's it's a different beast, so to speak, but it's fun in that everybody gets to bring their own thing to the table, and it's fun for me, really, playing in a full band, just because I get to relax a little bit and not feel like I'm having to conduct the whole show myself.
And in looking at your MySpace page and your Facebook page, you know, you actually do this thing live. How have live audiences responded to Me3?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, because when you're a solo act, you don't have the visual of a full band up there, and with that obstacle to overcome, you really have to try a lot harder to get people's attention while you're on stage. And I haven't done this yet, but I've been thinking of, I need some other sort of visual up there. I mean, people take it pretty well. I mean, anytime I've played shows, people come up to me and, you know, offer me a lot of praise and this and that, but I think that is one thing that I find a challenge, is just the live performance is very hard for a solo act, because you don't have the spectacle of a full band and the energy behind it.
And what would you like a person to come away with after they've heard the album Space Race?
I would like them to feel inspired and refreshed the same way that I do when I hear new music that I love. I would just hope that they would get that out of my music.
And what do you think is next for you musically?
I guess whatever opportunities present themselves along the way would play a part. I'm just going to continue pursuing my Me3 stuff at the moment. That has been the most promising of my musical endeavors so far. So I'm just going to keep the ball rolling with that for now, and hopefully we'll see where that takes me.
We'll be right back. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Alan Chestnut of Me3 and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Once again, you can visit Me3 at his official website, www.me3music.com. The CD Space Race is available for purchase at cdbaby.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.